W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. More big tech downsizing announced today. Google laying off 12,000 workers, about 6% of its workforce, to cut costs. That is on top of thousands of job cuts announced in the last few weeks by Microsoft, Amazon, and Facebook. The annual March for Life happens this time each year in Washington, D.C., but this was the first after protesters won their fight in the Supreme Court. They're now lobbying Congress for a national abortion ban instead of leaving it up to each state. The White House speaking out against Florida's blocking an advanced placement African-American studies class from that state's high school curriculum. The Republican-led state saying the class is not historically accurate and violates state law. White House spokesperson Corinne Jean-Pierre today.
They didn't block AP European history. They didn't block our music history. They didn't block our art history.
Update on Wall Street, the Dow rising more than 300 points. This is ABC News. Prosecutors in the fatal Rust film set shooting, saying actor Alec Baldwin and the film's armorer will each face two counts of involuntary manslaughter. ABC News chief legal analyst Dan Abrams on the charge.
Even if you think involuntary manslaughter ought to apply, the enhancement for a gun, this more serious mandatory 5-year, isn't supposed to typically apply to a situation where the gun is the crime. It's supposed to apply to a situation where, for example, there's a robbery, right, and someone is killed in the context of the robbery, and you say, let's issue an enhancement here because they used a gun in the context of the robbery. Then you get the more severe potential involuntary manslaughter. So I wouldn't be surprised if that particular charge would get dismissed before any sort of trial, if there is going to be a trial at all.
The president meeting with the nation's mayors today in D.C., saying his administration has done much to help them.
I assure the American Rescue Plan empowered you directly. To avoid painful layoffs, you put cops back in the street.
Andy Field, ABC News.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A teenage boy charged with kidnapping and sexually assaulting an 87-year-old woman in Waukesha faces a trial set for May. Khalil Perry pleaded not guilty yesterday. Police say he kidnapped the woman at knife point, robbed her, then assaulted her. Perry's lawyers wanted him tried in juvenile court, but the judge disagreed. There's a new chancellor in charge at UW-Whitewater. Board of Regents is tapping Corey King for the post. He's the fourth chancellor at Whitewater in recent years. Jim Henderson quit last spring. Dwight Watson left in 2021 after a cancer diagnosis. And before that, Beverly Copper left after her husband was investigated for sexual harassment. In sports, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers tells the Pat McAfee podcast this week he needs time to think about his future. You're listening to Civic Media Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation.
Yes.
With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
Correct.
Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. her knowledge was limitless, and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
you've got questions about navigating the healthcare system, Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to around 20 tonight under overcast skies. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High of 28. Chance for snow showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 23. Overcast skies. Dry with temperatures above average Sunday and Monday and highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 24.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Five, 10 senior guard Trey Duncan. Number 4, 6'1 senior guard Ethan Check. Number 5, 5'6 junior guard Giovanni Rios Abera. Number 10, 6'3 guard, junior guard Brighton Staub. Number 12, 6'3 junior forward Evan Stout. Number 22, 6'1 senior guard James Smith. Number 24, 5'11 guard Charlie Morose. Number 30, 5'11 junior guard Paul Sigi Perez. And number 34, the 6'3 senior forward Tommy Carrico. And now Connor's going to tell us about the Warhawks of Arrowhead. He gets bigger fonts to work with, and he's younger than me. Not very fair, but go ahead, Connor.
I wouldn't say that, Don. You've been doing this for much longer than I have. So, but anyway,
forever young.
All right, so for the Arrowhead High School boys basketball team, we got number 1, Trip Walsh. She's a 6'6", 210-pound senior forward. Number 2, Alex Kramer, a 5'11", senior guard. Number 3, Austin Villarreal, 6-foot-tall, senior guard. Number 4, the big star, apparently, Mac Recky. 6'5", senior guard. Number 5, Jacob Woyda, 6'3", senior forward. Number 5, number 12, Sam Leone. He's a 6'6" junior guard. Number 14, Bennett Basic. I'm still struggling with Basic, these names, but I'll get them eventually. 6'4" junior guard. Number 20, Tyler Davis. He's a 5'10" junior guard. Number 22, Andy Cochran, a 6'3" junior guard. Number 23, Tyler Carnell, a 6'1" junior guard. Number 24, Jace Gilbert, he's a 6'5" junior forward. Number 30, David Dobberton, 5'10" junior guard. Number 32, Jay Haas, he is a 5'11" junior guard. Number 33, Brody Dentz, he is a 5'11" junior guard. And the final player on the roster, number 34, Garrett Sexton, a 6'6" junior forward. So that's going to be your lineup. The assistant coaches, or the head coach, is Craig Haas. Assistant coach, Dave Conway, John Hawk, Hoach, Jim Lavoy, Mark Leone, Billy Hirschfield, Chris Klink, Scott Conway, and Doug Recky. Managers, Looking like it's time for the yep. national anthem, so we're going to have
understand.
To...
So we'll take a quick break here on the Bechtrud Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Percent of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website,
civicmedia.us.
Greg Hossie's your head coach. And here comes the Blackshirts. They start.
Hey, Don, you're actually not sounding great. Is there anything that you changed or you could fix? Don, can you hear me? Don, can you hear me?
You're listening.
listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. More big tech downsizing announced today. Google laying off 12,000 workers, about 6% of its workforce, to cut costs. That is on top of thousands of job cuts announced in the last few weeks by Microsoft, Amazon, and Facebook. The annual March for Life happens this time each year in Washington, D.C., but this was the first after protesters won their fight in the Supreme Court. They're now lobbying Congress for a national abortion ban instead of leaving it up to each state. The White House speaking out against Florida's blocking an advanced placement African American studies class from that state's high school curriculum. The Republican-led state saying the class is not historically accurate and violates state law. White House spokesperson Corinne Jean-Pierre today.
They didn't block AP European history. They didn't block our music history. They didn't block our art history.
Update on Wall Street, the Dow rising more than 300 points. This is ABC News.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A teenage boy charged with kidnapping and sexually assaulting an 87-year-old woman in Waukesha faces a trial set for May. Khalil Perry pleaded not guilty yesterday. Police say he kidnapped the woman at knife point, robbed her, then assaulted her. Perry's lawyers wanted him tried in juvenile court, but the judge disagreed. There's a new chancellor in charge at UW-Whitewater. Board of Regents is tapping Corey King for the post. He's the fourth chancellor at Whitewater in recent years. Jim Henderson quit last spring. Dwight Watson left in 2021 after a cancer diagnosis. And before that, Beverly Copper left after her husband was investigated for sexual harassment. In sports, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers tells the Pat McAfee podcast this week he needs time to think about his future. You're listening to Civic Media Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michaels trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michaels Corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
Hawks 15-40 and counting. First half. Kramer now to Basic. Basic driving on check. Height advantage. Turnaround jumper off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Gilbert. Muscling it away from Robinson and check. Kramer now to Basic in the right near the corner. Back to Kramer. He's driving in on Morose. Tries to get it to Gilbert, but Gilbert can't get the handle on it. Good-looking pass, but it was kind of crowded there. Good pressure from Kurenko and Gilbert. So, Morose inbounds it to check. Blackshirt's looking to get the lead back, trailing 6-5, 15-14 in the first half. Check calling for some movement, gives it to Cook. Cook going to drive. Cook gets fouled in the backcourt. Or no, let's see. It's a pushing foul against somebody. Haven't gotten the Mac Recchi, his first foul. No points yet. Now, they mentioned he was hurt or there was some injury issues. He does look a little sluggish out there. He is guarding Cook, though. Cook gets the inbound in the right corner. Cook goes, looks to go around to Crinkle Pick. Nor to go. Gets it out to Check. Check to Robinson. Robinson to Moreau's in the corner. Moreau's dribbles around. Comes to the center. Gives it to Krinko. Krinko now to Check. Check's going to drive. Nowhere to go. Good defense there by Kramer. Gives it to Robinson. Robinson now. Long jumper from the side. That's off. And taken by Kramer. And we got a little, he's going to try to get past Check. Nowhere to go. And a miss. Good defense by Check. Krinko gets the long outlet. He's going to try to drive. Beautiful dish to Moreau's. Moreau's gets the buddy. Great teamwork there. Krinko to Moreau's. And a timeout's been called. 7-6. 14:31 in the first half in favor of the Black Shirts. No, not a timeout. Something was, I think the coach might have gotten a warning there for Arrowhead. I think they're scared to go to Richter with that bright red suit. It's not, it's hurting the eyes. Kramer's got the ball now for the walks. Dishes it to Recchi. Recchi guarded by Robinson. Let's see what Recchi powers in. Turn around. No, he missed it, but the foul on Robinson and a questionable foul. I thought Robinson squared off with him fine. So the star for the Warhawks will go to the charity stripe. A foul against Robinson. Coach Richter making his feelings known to the officiating crew about this call. First free throw from Recchi. That rolls in. So he's got his first point of the night. Last time these two teams met, Recchi was unstoppable in the first half. Second half, he never touched the ball. And the second one's good for Recchi. So it's 8-7 in favor of the Warhawks. 14-13 is your time. Check's got the ball, left backcourt. It's Cook, who comes to the middle of the court, top of the key. Dribbling back now to half court. Now he comes. Looking for Sway. Krinkle for a long three. Oh, and it's off the rim. Rebounded. Oh! Moreau's gets called for one, trying to strip the ball from Valerio. No, Robinson gets the call on that. So that's two on Robinson. He may have to come out early. Yep, Trey Duncan's going to come in for Robinson. So unfortunate to get early foul trouble on what is arguably our best defensive player, one of our better offensive players, Daniel Robinson. So here comes Kramer dribbling it up, guarded by Duncan, gives it over to Basic, trying to get to Gilbert. Gilbert loses the ball. Trey Duncan gets his hands on it. Great defense there by Krinko on Gilbert. Check's got the ball. Left backcourt, gives it to Krinko. Krinko trying to drive in Gilbert. Nowhere to go. Oh, he gets called with a travel on that. I don't know about that call. A very pedantic call at best. I didn't see any extra pivot movement there, but here come the Warhawks. Kramer brings it up. Guarded by, he gives it over to Valerio, driving on Moreau's. Valerio pulls up. Air ball. Duncan gets it. Valerio hustles to try to save it in. Now, Check has it. Check going to the middle now. Gives it to Cook. Cook guarded beautifully. Oh, he pulls up. Yes, from Tyron Cook over Mac Recchi. Nothing wrong with the defense on Recchi there. Cook is when he gets hot, not much can stop him on those long jumpers. So Basic has it on the right wing from Kramer. They're trying to get, they get Gilbert underneath. Gilbert double covered, dishes it all the way out. Valerio for a three. That's off. But Kramer the rebound. Can't get the tip. He should have come down with it. A foul. That looks like it's Basics with the call. Bennett Basics. Basich, maybe. That's his first. Bennett Basich is the pronunciation. So Moreau's inbound to Check. Three team fouls for the Warhawks, two for the Blackshirts with a 9-8 lead, 12:48 and counting. Check comes across full court, the man defense on the right, gives it to Cook. Coming from, oh, back to Check. Check thinks three, but pulls out. Gives it to Tadioka, who's just coming. Tadioka for three. That's off the rim. And Cook knocks it out in a battle for the rebound. Warhawks get it. So Tadioka came in for Krinko to give him a quick blow. 12:35 remaining. Here comes Kramer. Recky's got the ball now, guarded by Cook. He's going to try. No, he kicks it over to Bassick. Bassick gets well stripped beautifully by Teddy Oka, but he hangs on to it. Kicks it back out to Recky in the far right backcourt. Trying to go around to pick. Double team now. Dishes it in. Knocked away beautifully by Check. Duncan's got the ball. Duncan, a long pass to Teddy Oka. Oh, and an errant pass to Check. Ball goes back to the Warhawks, unfortunately. It was a long pass to Teddy Oka, but he wasn't really in position for a shot there near the baseline, far from the basket. So Kramer has it. Beautiful dish to Bassett, who dunks it. So Bassett can get up there. 10-9. Warhawks get the lead back here. Check driving beautifully. Check, oh, blocked. And that was Bass. Who was that? Was that Bassick again? No. That's Garrett Sexton in the game now. He came in for Gilbert. Moreau's will inbound. Moreau's to Cook on the right wing. Cook dribbles back to the right backcourt here. Guarded by Recky. Trying to clear some space here. Teddy Oka coming to set up a pick on the right side. Cook goes around it. Double team for a second. Cook goes around again. He pulls up, fakes, beautiful. Oh, shot is blocked. Sexton again with his second block of the game. Giving some great defensive value off the bench. The 6'6 junior forward, 240 pounds. Inbound to Cook. On the right side, Cook driving again. Cook, and he gets called with a travel there. There was a little bit of a bunny step there, but I thought he still had the dribble going. So Recky will inbound to Kramer for the Warhawks. Black shirts back, setting up in a man defense. Black shirts in all white. Arrowhead in all dark with the light blue numbers and fonts. Recky with a long three from the corner. That's off. Rebounded by Duncan. Knocked away by Sexton, Bassett, but he can't get it in bounds. Good hustle by Bassett. Great rebounding by Duncan. So Jacob Recky will come out in number five. Senior forward, 6'3", Jacob Olden gets his first action. Evan Stout's going to come in for Charlie Moreau's, so the two juniors will swap. Moreau's the All-State goalkeeper in soccer. Stout, the All-Classic 8 safety in football. Cook brings it in off the Stout inbound. Facing a Warhawk man defense. Stout popping out in a right pick. They give it to Duncan in the corner. Duncan to Teddy Oka. Teddy Oka looking. So he's got really nowhere to go. Dishes it out to Moreau's. No, Check. Excuse me. Check gives it to Duncan. Duncan kicks it out. They get the ball to Stout. Stout back to Duncan. Now Check comes back for it. They're on the left wing here. Good man defense here by Arrowhead. No doubt about that. A lot of picks. Check gives it back to Duncan. Top of the key. Duncan, he gets it swatted away, but it's out of bounds on Arrowhead. Good drive by Duncan, but. So, Karinko's going to come in for Teddy Oka. So now we got the Empire Street buildings together, the Empire Street Towers with Stout and Karinko. Childhood friends from Empire Drive in Banting Park. Inbound to Cook on the right side. Cook puts a beautiful move on. Gives it to Duncan. Duncan thinks, he looks, he drives. Duncan dishes it to Karinko, but poor pass off his foot. Valerio has the ball. Arrowhead in transition. Bassett loses control of the ball. Falls out of bounds. Should have been a travel, I thought, but he never really had possession. And now this is number 12, Sam Leonian. He's driving. Kicks it out to Bassett. Bassett fakes the three. Pulls up for a two. Yes! Bassett with his second bucket of the night. And it's a 12-9. Biggest lead of the game for either team. In favor of Arrowhead. 9:51 is your time remaining. Cook, the top of the key. So both teams doing a good job minimizing points from their big players here. Cook only has two so far. Krinko now on the wing. Gives it to Check on the right backcourt. Check now dribbling to the middle. Check driving. Hits Stout. Stout back to Karinko. Back to Check in the corner. Check driving. Oh, ball gets stripped away by Sexton. Another great defensive play by the big forward. So Bassett has the ball now. Guarded by Karinko. Dishes it into Bassett. And a foul will be called. Looks like Ethan Check with a little shove on Sexton. That's Check's first personal, third team foul. Both teams even at three with the team fouls. Looks like Alex Kramer will inbound. Valerio with a long three. Oh, after him, rebounded by Check. Check to Cook in transition. Cook pulls up for a long shot. Oh, in and out. Jacob Olda with the rebound for Arrowhead. 12-9 still remains the score here. Leone to Wolda. Wolda Recky. Recky pulls up from his familiar spot, and he gets the friendly roll, and it's in. So 4 points for Recky, two from the charity stripe. 14-9 is your lead for Arrowhead here. 8:37 and counting. Check with the ball. Gives it to Cook. Cook driving. Cook pulls up. The shot from Cook. That's off. Oh! Rebounded by Villarreal into the corner. Nowhere to go. Robinson back in the game for the Blackshirts. Villarreal guarded by Cook. He drives, pulls up. Oh, he gets the foul on Cook. Beautiful ball handling and movement by Villarreal. That's Cook's first foul, 14th foul. So it's 14-9 Arrowhead. And I think if Arrowhead gets the points here, Connor, and Blackshirts don't do anything at the other end, that I think Blackshirts need a timeout here. You don't want to get the game too far away. Villarreal makes his first free throw. 4 points for him. And he gets the second. So it's now a 7-point Arrowhead lead, 8-11 and counting. Check dribbles up slowly for the Blackshirts. Gives it to Cook. Cook for a long three. Oh, that's off. Leone with the rebound. And this is, Sam Leone with the ball. Bolda had the rebound. Sexton has it on Krenko. Sexton pulls up. No, foul before the shot. No, they call 3-second violation on the big man. So Gilbert's going to come in for Sexton, and Sexton deserves a big ovation. Two blocks and a steal on defense. Check will bring it in after inbounding to Robinson. Robinson back to Check. Karinko on the left wing as Cook. Cook driving. Cook gets fouled. He's going to go to the line. So Recky gets, that's two on Recky. A very important second foul with 7:28 remaining. Recky not happy with the call. So Cook's going to try to do it from the charity stripe, which is fine by me. Arrowhead really doing a great job on the All-State senior, minimizing his shooting looks. First one's good for Cook. So Moroz will come back in for Stout. Cook for his second free throw now. 16-10 is the score. 7:28 remaining first half. Recky's going to come back out. They come back to the bench with two fouls. So second free throw is good from Cook. Now it's 4 points. It's 16-11. 7:25 and counting. Kramer's got the ball. 1-on-1. Guarded by Moroz. And now Basich has it, but he travels. Or no, they got a foul call. Is that a push-off? Yeah. That's the second on Bennett Basich, so. And he's got to come right out as Jacob Wolda comes back in. So Stout's going to come in now.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had
representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy tonight with lows around 20. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 28. Chance of snow showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 23. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies Sunday. Decreasing clouds by Monday. Highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 24.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
He's going to drive and crank. Gilbert trying to muscle his way in. Misses it. Rebounded. Stout after the big fight. Stout comes up with it. Cook gets it from Robinson. Cook, he gets fouled by Villarreal. Decent position by Villarreal, but just too close for comfort on a driving Cook. So that's six on the Warhawks. One more, and we got a bonus. So keep following Tyron Cook is what I say. Inbound to Cook. Knocked away from Villarreal. So they are on him like flies on rice. Or is it white on rice? Flies on turds.
Well, I mean, if you leave it out.
Flies on perp. Yeah. Inbound to Karinko. Karinko for the long three. That's good. Tyron Karinko. The Emperor. It's 20-14, 5-11, a very important basket for the Black Shirts who are scoreless over the last couple minutes. A pull-up. Oh, another beautiful Jay. That time it was Kramer. Kramer gets his first basket. 22-14, 4:58 counting. Check dribbling it up for the Black Shirts. Check goes around a Karinko pick. Moving in. Oh, back to Karinko. Karinko looking for help. Gives it to Robinson coming around. Robinson going to drive. Nowhere to go. Back to Karinko. Karinko for a long three. And that's, no, not going to fall. Rebounded by Villarreal. Gives it to Kramer. Kramer driving. Kicks it back out to Leone. The left wing gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert. And that's an offensive on the North Star defector. Chase Gilbert. That's one on him. That should be 17 fouls. Could be a bonus coming up for the Blackshirts as Check comes out in the left backcourt. Check's going to drive now. He moves. No, he travels first. Yep. Great defense there by Sam Leone. 22-14 remains your score in favor of the Warhawks. 4:13 remaining. And we're going to get some pressure here on the inbound. Light pressure, but they call it off. Staying in the man. Kramer dribbling, guarded by Check. Kramer's going to drive all the way. Gets it out to Villarreal. Goes around a Gilbert pick. Villarreal back to Kramer. Kramer loses it, but Villarreal's there to pick it up. Villarreal driving all the way. Lamp, no good. Oh, Gilbert had a rebound. He dropped it. Fast break now. Here comes Johnson or Robinson. Robinson gets fouled. Fouls on Leone. That looks like his first. So while Robinson shoots these three throws, we're going to take a quick station identification. Calvin.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And we're back. Robinson makes the first free throw. 3 points for him, 22-15. Second free throw from Robinson. And that's, yes, falls. So 4 points for Robinson, and it's 22-16. Warhawks, 3:43 and counting. Kramer gives it to Villarreal, guarded by Cook. Villarreal driving, kicks it back out to Bulldog. Oh, and a foul by Check against Kramer in the backcourt. Got a little overzealous there, and they're trying to block a pass. That's two on Check with 3:35 in the first half. And Moroz is going to come in for Check. A smart substitution here this late in the first half. Inbounded to Kramer, guarded by Moroz. Kramer's going to go all the way, pulls up for a short jumper, and that's off and knocked out of bounds. Great hustle by Kramer following his own shot. Beat Moroz to the ball, but knocked out of bounds. Moroz inbounds to Cook. Cook's going to bring it up for the Blackshirts. 3:24 and counting. Blackshirts chipping away at a 6-point Warhawk lead, which one time was as high as 9. Cook gives it to Karinko. Karinko in the corner to Moroz. Moroz dribbles it out. Gives it to Robinson. Robinson looking. Gives it to Cook. Cook pulls up. Long jumper. That's going to be short. And Sexton's there for the rebound. Beating out Evan Stout. Here comes Kramer. Kramer to Leone. Leone drives, but he's fouled by Moroz. That's Charlie's first foul. That's 6 fouls on the black shirt, so it'll be a side out. Warhawks shooting at the north end basket. Inbounded to Volda. Volda back to Leone. Now Kramer has it top of the key, guarded by Moroz. Leone gets it back, gives it to Kramer. Kramer a little trouble with it, but hangs on. Kramer now back to Leone, guarded by Robinson. 2:33 and counting. Leone driving now to the left. Pulls up, nowhere to go. And they call it double dribble, yep. So great defense by Daniel Robinson. And I got to tell you, credit to the Blackshirt defense. They haven't been able to create a lot of opportunities on offense, but keeping the game close as Moroz will bring it up after inbounding it to Robinson. Gives it to Robinson now on the left wing. Robinson guarded tightly by Kramer. Gives it to Cook now, top of the key, guarded by Villarreal. And a foul. That's going to go against Sexton. Moroz set a pick, and Sexton just knocked him over, said, I'm not having it. That's only his first. Sexton carries 6'6", 240 pounds. So Moroz at the line for two. Actually, excuse me, 1-1 now. First one for Moroz. Banks are open on Friday. A design bank by the junior All-State goalkeeper. That's Moroz's third point of the game. Second free throw for Moroz. And that's all that. So it's now a 4-point game with 2:13 left. 22-18 in favor of the Warhawks. Kramer, guarded by Moroz, drives, kicks it out to Walda. Walda driving all the way and passed out. He makes a layup. A beautiful drive by Jacob Walda. His first baskets for points of the game. So it's back to a 6-point game with 1:52 remaining. Cook now gives to Moroz in the corner. Back to Cook. Karinko, top of the key to Robinson underneath. Robinson trying to go baseline. Kicks it to Stout, but it's knocked away. They tried to say it was knocked off of Stout. It was a great hustle by Leone, anticipating that. So Moroz will inbound for the Blackshirts, trailing 24-18 with 1:42 remaining. Inbound to Karinko near the top, guarded heavily by Sexton. Good inbound to Robinson. Robinson double covered. Kicks it out to Moroz for a long three. Moroz, yes! A big spin, Charlie Moroz. That's 6 points for Moroz. It's now a 3-point game with 1:24 remaining. Kramer dribbling it up for the Warhawks, guarded by Moroz. Kramer gives it to Villarreal, trying to go all the way. Oh, gets blocked by the backboard. Stout gets the rebound for the Blackshirts. Kicks it over to Robinson. A big rebound. Morose in the corner. He's going to drive. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out. He gets.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Cardall put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely dirty. Wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W...